It is it's a very difficult thing to talk about. I was very nervous, and I'm very grateful to everyone for responding how they did, especially from one bloke who got in touch quite early on, the minute I spoke about it on air, Nathan from Cardiff South, who's been through a very similar thing to me, and actually, I believe, celebrated the birth of his son only a couple of days ago, and he joins us right now on the phone. I got in touch with him. He bravely said he'd come on air and talk about this to everyone. So, Nathan, hello, mate.
G'day, guys. How we doing?
Nathan, good morning to you. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the air with us. Firstly, can I ask, what resonated with you hearing Ducko speak yesterday?
Yeah, when I heard the story, I'll be honest with you, I could feel the emotion in Ducko's voice. I could hear that break, that heartbreak, and it sort of just brought back all those emotions from when I found out about myself. So I just wanted to let him know that he's not going through it by himself. There's definitely others just to lean on. So I just wanted to make sure that he knew that.
And if you're comfortable sharing it with us, Nathan, what is your story?
So back in 2019, in February, my wife and I got married, and we started trying for a family pretty quickly. But we sort of felt in our guts that something was wrong. So my wife, being a type 1 diabetic, we went and spoke to her specialist to sort of think that maybe that might be the issue. And she put us straight onto fertility and said, look, let's get all of the testing done that we can early days, and we'll go from there. And then she went in for just a sort of a low-key procedure where they flush your tubes out just to try and help that situation. And that was the same day that my results came back, and they sort of said, oh, hang on a minute, have you heard Nathan's results? And she obviously said no, and they said, well, he's low across all three of the sperm categories, so count, shape, and speed. Basically, you've got no hope other than to do IVF.
Wow.
It's tough news to hear at the time too, isn't it, Nathan, when you hear that sort of...
100%.
Because I still say there is a chance, don't get me wrong, there is still a chance, and you know, you do hear those stories as well, but knowing that, like I sort of said yesterday, you sort of feel a bit betrayed by everything going on in your body and your manhood, and you feel like you get this weird sense of embarrassment, and it's not embarrassing, and it is very normal.
Totally. Nathan, I think something that struck us all, and I know collectively with the Hit family, when Ducko shared that he apologised to his wife, you know, and that immediate, we're not even thinking about a family right now, but you could have had maybe an easier route to having one, and she obviously dismissed that straight away. Did you have a moment like that with your partner?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, in real simple terms, you know, the male side of the equation, we've only sort of got one thing that can go wrong. And when that does go wrong, you sort of go, well, great, that's my fault now. Sorry.
Yes.
And it's not at all usually, like, it's more often than not, we've been dealt this hand from birth. Or you know, early days, so it's completely out of our control.
Yeah, Nathan. Again, if any of this feels inappropriate, I do apologise for maybe going too deep.
No, that's fine.
Were you able to get a reason what was going on with you? Was it just your mechanics, basically?
No. So I guess the only sort of information I got was that it was most likely from birth for myself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I didn't sort of go down the path of trying to work out exactly what condition it was.
Yep.
But yeah, I sort of just got told that it's most likely from birth, and IVF's your only path, really.
And in the end, we heard from Dr. Andrew Hedges yesterday that there were the two paths, the kind of IVF, which is the traditional way of kind of putting an egg in with a bunch of sperm, or the ICSI, which is getting a single sperm cell and then putting it in with an egg. If you don't mind sharing again, do you know which path you went down?
Yeah, so considering I was low across all three grades, my only chance was to do ICSI, so the sperm injection. So yeah, that in itself, again, touching back on your point about feeling like a failure, you know, there's so much that goes into the female side of IVF. They get jabbed and stabbed and everything. So to know that, you know, I don't like to use the word issue or problem, but to know that that was your sort of issue, that you've gone down that path, it's pretty crushing.
Yeah, it's hard. And I think that's the other thing standing out to me. Everyone's like, the journey you have ahead of you is so hard. You know, it's so hard, and you sort of have that thing lingering over you. But the success is there, right, Nathan? So you've got two kids and only a few days ago.
Yes. So first one was born in September 2020. That was our first IVF journey. And then, sort of 5 days ago now, we've just welcomed our second son into the world.
Oh, congratulations, congrats.
Yeah, well done,
Nathan.
Mate.
That is It's so beautiful to hear, but more than that, for another guy to stand up and go, "I'm with you, brother."
Yes.
Yep.
This happened to me. It's not a shameful thing. It's not embarrassing. It is so common. Have you been able to have conversations like this with your mates, Nath, or how has that sort of conversation happened with your circle?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I kept this pretty buried for the first couple of years.
Didn't jump on radio and just swing for it, mate.
didn't jump on radio. I take my hat off to you, Ducker.
I love that, Nathan. Now you feel you can come on radio. You know.
Yeah.
No, honestly, your message yesterday, mate. I think you were one of the first people to reach out to me as soon as it went to air, and it really made me feel a lot better. It made me feel seen and heard. You know, and it made me feel like there was hope. And you know, so thank you, mate. I really appreciate you coming on and doing this and reaching out to me. It's really nice of you, so.